Welcome back, Everyday Business Leaders. I'm Melanie Ake, your host for today's show, coming to you from JP the Geek Studio in Greenwood, Indiana. I am thrilled to have you with us today because we have Jen Garrett from Move the Ball. She says, suit up, show up, and move the ball. We're going to spend a lot of time with her today talking about the things that she knows how to make you look different in your business. So join me as we connect and celebrate to these remarkable business leaders from our very own community. Remember, subscribe to our channel and turn your notifications on so you never miss an episode. We're really excited. Are you ready to meet Jen? Here we go. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Mel. It's so great to be here with you and in person, too.
You know? Okay, so it's been 4 years ago. Today is leap year.
Yes.
4 years ago today, we were having Change Your World event at University of Indianapolis, and you were one of our speakers.
Yes, it was a great event, too. It's hard to believe it's been 4 years.
I know, and that was like one of the first times that I'd met you in person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
So I love, because Chip Baker connected us, mm-hmm. and we had done a lot of different things together, and then we met, and so you're passionate about football, NFL. Now, I've got a little ball from JP the Geek. So move the ball, right?
That's right. And it's not just about football. You can think about any ball metaphorically. It's all about that forward motion.
I love your campaign. It is about taking action.
Yes.
You are all about the things that you've done. I want people to get to know who you are and your heart to serve people. You're in the military. You have multiple degrees. You have 5 children. You are a real estate agent.
Yep.
You're never stopping. And you're here in Indianapolis for the Combine.
Correct. Yep. I am here in Indy for the NFL Combine. Again, I've been doing it for like 8 years or something like that now.
It's so great. Tell us about why you think this Move the Ball looks different, how you're connecting people to embrace your campaign for their own companies and for their own life.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us have a story, and that story is what connects us with others. And so it's really about finding the people that resonate with your background, your experiences, and then leveraging that and inspiring and positively influencing them through those stories and through your journey so that they can be successful as well. Something that I always say is moving the ball is not just about what you do in your career or your business, but it's really about what you enable and inspire other people to do too.
Mm-hmm. And you have a podcast.
I do.
Yes. So this is season
5.
Season 5. And so you're interviewing your business leaders, but professional leaders and professional players and
yes.
coaches. And that's what I love about this, the mindset of how you get to that level, right? How you really think at that level and how you think about strategy.
Right.
What are you learning from interviewing people?
Oh, it's great. It's, again, learning from their experiences. I mean, everyone's got different perspectives, different things that they've done to be where they're at. I mean, in my podcast or on my show, just like you, I mean, I get to interview some of the best in their industry. And so hearing those perspectives and their journeys, and there's some consistent, you know, things that they talk about, but there's also some different stories and different things they share. So there's lessons from every single guest. And I mean, I get so much out of listening to the shows. I listen to them multiple times, not because I want to hear myself talk, but because of the insights that the guests have to share.
Mm-hmm. So you've written 2 books.
Yes, ma'am.
How has that process been?
It's a lot of work to do it right. And this is about standing out, right? I mean, if you're going to put your name on something, that is your brand. So you want to make sure that the quality of it, and you're an author as well. Mm-hmm. And so that quality has to be top notch because your name is on the line. Mm-hmm. And if you want to stand out, then you need to have a quality product.
Mm-hmm. So when you go in and coach these companies, so you're working with corporate leaders and saying, hey, we're going to take your company to the next mm-hmm. level. What's a great fit for you? What do you like? What's the right kind of genre, mm-hmm. or where do you like them to be to take them to the next level?
Sure. I mean, I think I like people that are not stuck in their ways, right? They're really looking to change and be creative and be different and be daring. And also, I mean, for me, it's like I want people to focus on relatability with your consumer or with your audience, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's people that have an open mind on how we can do that and then aren't afraid to like be authentic is very important too, as you know. I think in today's culture, there's a lot more welcoming of people being themselves and not having to fit in some particular mold or box, right? And so for me, it's working with people that aren't afraid to showcase who they are and, you know, just push and try creative new things. And I like working with people that enjoy sports too, because we use a lot of sports references. Although I'll work with people that aren't football fans or that really aren't into sports, but they're open to like learning more and how sports lessons can help them. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the people that I usually work with and enjoy talking with.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about your influences. I know your dad was a big part of your life. Take us back to that day that you got the call.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's so important if people haven't read your book, they don't know your story, but I think this is something from your heart. You talk about authenticity, but it's really what it gives you the power every day.
Right. So there are stories that shape us, right? Events happen in our lives that kind of change our trajectory. And for me, I always wanted to be that hard-charging corporate Fortune 500 type of a person. My goal was to be a Fortune 500 CEO. And so I was fortunate enough that I did the right things in my career early to kind of set me on that path, or what I thought was the path. And then what happened that day, as you know, Mel, was I was living in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I was at my dining room table. My phone rings. I look at it and I'm like, oh, it's my mom. I'll call her back. I talk to my mom all the time. No big deal. I'll call her later. And that phone call was when she was calling to let me know that my dad had passed away. Very unexpectedly. He was not sick. No warning. Basically, what happened was he had chronic pain. He was 78. He told my mom that he was going to take a nap, not uncommon. An hour later, my mom is cooking in the kitchen and the phone rings and my dad doesn't answer it. So she goes over to see, and I guess she tried to, you know, wake my dad up or say something, and he had passed. It was that quick. And so it reminds you that life is really, really short and you just never know when it's your time. But what that did for me too was it made me, when we lose someone of significance, we usually take a pause, right? And we start reflecting and thinking about what's important and all of those things. And what I realized when my dad passed was two things. One, you really are replaceable in the corporate world. And the second was that the world keeps moving whether you're in it or not. So I started thinking about, well, what is it that I wanted to leave behind? What I realized was I had been so focused on building this resume, 7 degrees, as you mentioned, I've been in school a long time. And then also, you know, I used to work on billion-dollar deals. Like, those are things people would find impressive. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when it's my turn to pass, no one's going to care about any of those things. They're going to remember how you treated people, how you made them feel, right? What's the legacy that you left behind? It's not about those bullet points on a resume. And so that's when I really decided that I wanted to do something other than just focus on those bullet points. Not that I wasn't serving and doing things, you know, already, but it was just different. And so I decided to leave corporate behind and build out this Move the Ball movement. And here we are almost four and a half years later. Oh, and I left on what would have been my dad's birthday, which is, you know, for me, that was like the most important day to make a huge change and to walk away from a Fortune 50 company where you got paid a nice salary and you're a single parent and you have 5 kids. It's a big step, but I did it. It took me a little while, but I did do it.
But I love that we're meeting on February the 29th, right? Because that's why I intentionally had the event the day that I did. I said it's the only day that you have to invest extra in leadership, right?
Yes.
You have a day to invest in yourself. You can't say, oh, well, I've already had that on the calendar. Like, this is an extra day.
Right. Yes.
So everything that you do, how do you manage? Like, time management is huge because all the things that you have done in your career, in your life, you're also in the military. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about that. You're still serving.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, it does get a little bit chaotic at times, but it's really about being intentional. And something that I talk about in my later book, Dominate the Game, is you have to effectively manage your game clock. So we have 24 hours every single day. How are you spending that time? Are you spending that time on the right activities? Because a lot of people confuse being busy with being productive, right? Or getting the right things done. So it's really about assessing every day, am I focused on the right priorities and being intentional with how how you carve out that time. And it's very easy to say no to things when you're intentional about it. But that's the hard part, is you have to do that upfront work, plan out what is the priority, what are the objectives for today, for tomorrow, for this week, and being very disciplined that those are the things that you're going to work on, and you say no to the others. And once you get into that rhythm, it makes it easier. But at first, it might seem uncomfortable for people if they're not used to that.
Mm-hmm. They need strategies, right?
Yes.
They need strategies. So, Joe, if you can take us to Jen's website, I would love to see the things that you're working on, the things
sure.
that you're launching and doing. Talk to us about that. Joe's got it here on the screen.
Yes. Yeah, so I've got a lot of different things that I'm doing. And like you, I'm very focused on serving the community. So always doing events with different organizations to spread awareness, to raise money as well. Mm-hmm. And so I did a fundraising initiative recently with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So we have these Put a Cap on Breast Cancer, Move the Ball hats that we're mm-hmm. doing. And so that's one thing that I'm still doing fundraising for. So I've got that going on. And then also, I'm a realtor, as you mentioned. So I'm with At Properties Christie's International. So no matter where you are across the globe, if you need help when it comes to real estate, I can get you connected with anybody with someone that's a top-notch expert in your area. I think a lot of people think of realtors as, well, I'm in Chicagoland, right? And so mm-hmm. Jen will help people in Chicago. But no, we can help people no matter where they're at. Now, I can't transact the deal if I'm not licensed in that state, but I can get you connected and make sure that you're supported along the journey with someone who is an expert in your area. Mm-hmm. So I've got that going on. I have the podcast, as you mentioned, season 5 kicked off the day after Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So we are moving along with that as well. And then more recently, what I did too was I launched a website called thenextfirstdown.com, which is focused on resources for career professionals who are looking to stand out and really accelerate their career progression so that they can get those high income opportunities. Not that it's all about money, but you know, there's nothing wrong with making extra money. We all like that, mm-hmm. right? It allows us to do other things too. So, you know, that's great. And it allows people to also be in higher positions of leadership, because as you know, Mel, the higher you go in scope and role, the more competitive it is. Mm-hmm. So how do you set yourself apart to be the one that gets that opportunity?
Mm-hmm. Suit up, show up, and move the ball,
right? That's
right.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's a strategy, right? You have to learn how to suit up. You have to learn how to, like, how am I going to not be afraid to do those things? What does it need to look like?
Right.
I think a lot of people in networking in general say, how do I put myself in the right groups? How do I be intentional? How do I do that, right? You have positioned yourself first in the NFL because you are curious about that. You love it. It's your heart. You want to talk about game strategy. Mm-hmm. But you then diversified into these leaders, right? The coaches and the business leaders. And so I think what you learned, right, the clarity from just starting something.
Yes.
Right? You have a vision, and then you said, yeah, but this needs to get really clear. And so the people that have really poured into you, I know you have you're just surrounded by people that love and adore you and say, hey, Jen's got this whole brand now, and they identify with it. That's the thing when people accept your brand, right? It's like McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, anything else.
Right. And I think it's important for people to remember that you don't have to have it all figured out day one, and you won't have it figured out. So, you know, put together what you think your plan is and what you want your brand to be, and then it will evolve. And the people that have been with me on the journey, like yourself, have seen that evolution as mm-hmm. well through my brand and through other people that we know. So don't let that be a deterrent. Like, you need to put together your plan, and you'll figure it out, and you will pivot, and you will adjust. And that's just the way the journey goes.
So what do you think has changed the most since 5 years ago?
That's a great question. Well, 5 years ago, I was still working in corporate. So
exactly.
There's that. But I will say, you know, I mean, when you are your own business owner, you appreciate more the value of time, because you're either doing things that are helping you, which will also help you make money, or you're not. Whereas when you're in corporate, every 2 weeks, you have that paycheck that ka-ching, it hits the bank account, right? So whether you're productive or not, I mean, you can't be productive, non-productive for a long time, but if you're not productive for a while, you're still getting paid, right? And so you realize, like, I have to make sure that every minute of every single day I am focused on the right things, or I'm not going to see the monetary results that I might need, not in a greedy way, but to just support your livelihood.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing to watch you. If you're following Jen, Move the Ball, Jen Garrett, like, follow her on all the social media, because you are really making an impact. LinkedIn. I think that the community of you have on LinkedIn is amazing. And just starting to share your story, I think when people say, oh, I'm afraid to get on LinkedIn, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to create a brand. But LinkedIn has really blossomed. It's no longer like I'm afraid because my boss will see me on LinkedIn, right? It's mm-hmm. a community that you build with business leaders, with strategic thinkers.
Yes.
Yeah. What have you experienced just from being on that platform with your brand?
Hi, I'm Melanie Yake, founder of Everyday Leaders. And I'm excited to share with you a new training resource for your team called The Leadership Game. The Leadership Game is a tool. It's administered exclusively by John Maxwell team members. And when you bring this assessment tool into lead your organization, it shows you the current level of your leadership and gives you tangible and actionable results to move forward. So don't delay, get in the game, The Leadership Game, exclusively from Everyday Leaders.
I mean, it's a game changer, and people use that word a lot, but I mean, I really do think using a platform like LinkedIn opens the door for so many opportunities to connect with amazing people who are aligned with what you're trying to do. It allows for great friendships, great relationships, great business opportunities. And I'll say, you talk about people putting their stories out there. I mean, it took me a while to be comfortable to share different parts of my story because you are being vulnerable, right? And it takes courage to do that. Who wants to put themselves out there and show things not in a perfect state, right? And so, but when you do that, it's through that vulnerability that you develop connections. It's through that vulnerability that you will find your tribe, and there are people that will want to help you and connect with you and be in your circle because they're building those levels at that personal connection level versus just business success. I mean, that's great. We want to celebrate business successes too, but you're really going to deepen those connections when it comes to sharing the personal aspects.
So who's one of your most favorite interviews that you've done in the last 5 years?
That's a great question. I get asked that a lot. A lot of people will ask, you know, who's your favorite interview? And I will say that I think Mike Ditka, for me personally, was my favorite interview, not because what he said was so profound, but because of who he was and what he meant to me when I was a kid growing up in Chicago and idolizing the 85 Bears. And I mean, back then, I didn't know anybody in the industry. If you were to tell my 7-year-old self then that, you know, I would have the network that I do now in that space, I would have never believed you because technology wasn't there to be able to connect. I didn't know anybody. And so I just didn't think it possible. So to see, you know, that 7-year-old version of me looking at our small TV with that rabbit ears, watching, you know, the Super Bowl to now where some of those guys who played on that team are good friends of mine, like, that's pretty incredible. And it also goes to show you, like, you can really do anything and connect and create any opportunity that you want if you just put yourself out there. It's not going to happen day one, but if you're consistent, as you know, it's important. But when you show up the right way and you do it on a consistent basis, then you can achieve the outcomes you're looking for.
You had a dream, though. Talk about passion. Like, you just have passion. You have passion in everything that you do. It just shows up. How do you create that? What would you recommend for somebody that's like saying, yeah, but I just don't feel it. I see it, but I don't feel it.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard, right?
Right. Well, that's the problem. If you're not feeling it, then are you really passionate about it, right? So, I mean, I think it's really important to go through the exercise of getting that clarity on what is it that really makes you tick, like what drives you, what excites you. And you know, you'll hear people talk about like, don't worry about the paycheck will come. And it will. If you focus on the things that you are passionate about, it's going to make getting up every day easier. I mean, I've been in a job where I've dreaded getting up. I never thought I would be that kind of person because I'm always like, you make the job what you want it to be. But I had one job that I hated waking up every day going to it. And it's not a fun feeling. And that's complete opposite of where I'm at now, where I'm loving the journey. And, you know, I don't know where it's going to take me all the time, but it's fun. It's exciting. And even the times that are challenging, it's easier to get through when you are focusing on things that you're passionate about. So that would be like the first thing. If you're not feeling it, then what is it that you would be feeling? You need to go through that clarity exercise.
How do you pivot and how do you measure your success?
That's a great question. Well, pivoting, I mean, I think you need to recognize when it comes to pivoting, like, are you, and we were talking about this quote before about, you know, you need to know the difference between patience and wasting your time. Mm-hmm. And so obviously you have to put in the work and you have to cultivate relationships and you have to let things kind of settle and kind of move at whatever pace it's going to go. However, you need to recognize if it's not going in that direction. It's just really assessing, right? Like looking at your goals, looking at your progress mm-hmm. to those goals. And if you don't see it moving in that direction, then really putting a critical lens and saying, okay, is this the right path? Maybe it is, but you need to really take a hard look at it. And then if you're like, you know what, maybe I think I need to pivot in a different direction, mm-hmm. then you make those adjustments.
So, but doing that, right, it's so scary when you're first starting. So think back 5 years ago, building the network. How did you sit down and say, here's who I need to contact first, or this is what I want to start first? Because a lot of that is failing forward,
yes.
right? Trying it and going, oh, I need to tweak this and pivot.
Right.
What was your plan when you first started?
I'm trying to think, what was my plan? there's a lot of pivoting since then.
It is.
But I mean, it's really thinking, okay, what is your objective? Where are you trying to go? And who are the types of people that you want to connect with? And when I say want to connect with, it's not about, hey, I want to connect with Jane and John and Mary because of what they can do for me today. It's about building that relationship, not having an agenda, but understanding these are people that might be great partners, that might be people that can give me insights into the industry. But it's not looking in the what's in it for me because I want you to do something on my behalf. Mm-hmm. You have to cultivate that relationship to be able to make an ask down the road from mm-hmm. someone. But it's really about connecting with good quality people in the fields that you're interested in. So, for example, for me trying to connect with people in the world of football, you know, I would connect with coaches and I would connect with, you know, just business people, just trying to pick their brains on the inner workings of how the business side of football worked. And then, you know, they can also give you other ideas of people to connect with. They can give you insights or advice on how you should move or where you should pivot to try to help accelerate your progress as well.
Mm-hmm. So what's been one of your proudest moments?
Well, that's a great question. a lot of great questions here.
I love you. I have supported you from day one. I'm like, I love your passion, your brand. You're close. You're here in the community, really. Mm-hmm. Chicago's a few hours away. But I just love supporting women that have big dreams, right? Big
yes.
dreams.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's not a single moment, but it's a collection of moments that tie into an experience in that. So we all have people that will tell us we can't do something, whether they mean ill will on us or they genuinely care and they just don't want to see us, quote unquote, fail or get hurt, right? And I remember as I was networking, I was super ambitious to get out there and connect with people in football. And I met this woman who her family had owned an NFL team at one point in time, not when I was interacting with her. And I thought, oh, this is the lady, right? It's going to be great. Women help each other.
This is my connection.
Exactly. Well, there is truth in it. It only takes one relationship to really kind of get things moving, right? Mm-hmm. And so I thought she was going to be the one. And I had such high expectations. And because it didn't happen, I remember how awful it felt afterwards. And so, like, I've heard similar messages from other people, but because I just had these higher expectations, it made it worse. And so she basically said to me, she said, I think you're wasting your time. No one in the NFL cares about what you have to say. None of these players care. If I were you, I would go focus on corporate. There is truth in that. Right? Like, it is a tough business. Mm-hmm. And I could have listened to her and I probably would have been fine if I did. Right? But I was like, okay, you know, I'll keep doing my thing. And so now when, you know, I get to post, as you've seen, because you see my social media, you know, posting I was in Vegas for Super Bowl weekend and I got to post pictures with Ja'Marr Chase and Stephon Diggs and Najee Harris. Like, when I see those things and I get to post about those experiences, mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, if I had listened to you, I never would have been able to do any of this stuff or have this podcast where, I mean, I've had people that were drafted number one overall on the show. I've had Mike Ditka. You know, it's been an incredible journey, but it's because I had the confidence to believe in myself and what I was doing and not let the no's deter me, because there are going to be more no's than there are yeses, but mm-hmm. you just got to keep moving and get to those yeses.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're in the pursuit, right? You're in the pursuit of everything in your life. And that's why I love your story, because you're like, okay, 7 degrees, 5 kids, military, like a couple of books, a podcast. You're always on the run. If people are following you on social media, they're like, it's not where in the world is Matt Lauer. It's where in the world is Jen Garrett going to show up today? What plane are you on? What city are you in? Mm-hmm. But that's what's so cool is you give people energy. You really do, because you're not afraid to go out and make that appointment and say, hey, I just want to learn about where you are in your game, mm-hmm. right, to get you to the next level.
Right. And something else you made me think about that I think is important to emphasize is it's not just about getting out there and doing things. It's about standing out. Like, how are you being memorable so that people will want to be in your circle, so that they will want to help you mm-hmm. as well? And so for me, it's all about the relationships, genuine, authentic relationships. And it's not about asking mm-hmm. for things. I mean, there is a time and a place to ask a friend for help or a professional colleague, but that's not day one. Mm-hmm. Right. And so for me, as I was connecting with all of these people in the sports space, especially, there are so many people that are hitting them up because they want something. And so they're very guarded. They're very untrusting to begin with. And for me, it was, I just want to connect. And I would send them birthday texts. I would ask them how their daughters were. Like, it wasn't about what can you do for me? It was about just building a genuine connection. Mm-hmm. And if there was a time that you can help me, great. But I didn't go into that thinking that. And then it's not just about the relationship, but it's also doing things that other people don't do. I have a podcast, as you know, as we talked mm-hmm. about. I recorded an episode recently with a woman who was she's an attorney, and she represented John Wayne Gacy during his death row appeals. Mm-hmm. Very interesting story. And at the end of the show, I was like, do you want to give any shout outs to anybody? I'm like, I just want to shout out your husband, Jerry, because I met him at this conference. And she was like, yeah, Jerry, you know, it's good to have, you know, someone that supports you. And she talked about him for a minute. But I did that because I wanted Jerry to feel special, because I enjoyed meeting him at the conference where I met her. She and I were speaking at it. But, you know, it's about how you make people feel and doing, and it's got to be genuine. Mm-hmm. But for me, like, I love doing that because people don't do that. Mm-hmm. And that's how I stand out from others, because everyone's so focused on the business side of things versus, like, let's get down to people and humans first. That's what it's about.
It takes that extra step.
Yes.
Right. I remember after I interviewed you the first time, you sent me this whole, like, newspaper article and the book and the little card. And I was like, oh, I love her. But it was that connection.
Yeah.
Right. It was like, what can we do together? And we've done a lot of stuff together. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Impact of Influence book is sitting right over here that we did with Chip Baker. Yes. And we released that on International Women's Day a couple of years ago.
Right.
That was amazing, right? And now Amy Kelly and Julie Nee, they're launching their whole new Grow Girl network. Have you heard about that?
I have not.
You Grow Girl is their network that they're launching on this International Women's Day. So they're starting their whole brand. And I think that's what it's about, like mm-hmm. helping women, especially, I think, in our case, as business owners, how do you stand out
right.
when you're doing anything? And it's just, you have to get that clarity, though, mm-hmm. right? You have to do it to be able to get the clarity.
Yes, absolutely. And this is a process. It's not, you're not going to just sit down for 1 hour and be like, I got it. And that's what it's going to end up being 5 years later, because it's not. Absolutely not.
It totally changes. All right. Are you in for a game?
Uh-oh. Yes. Let's do it.
All right. So I've been doing this for the last several shows. But so we went to a restaurant on the East Coast for vacation, and they have this restaurant called Food for Thought.
Okay.
And it's all these amazing quotes from thought leaders. And it's really about leadership and building community. So I want you to draw a card and read it, and then we'll just talk about what it is.
Oh, all right. Okay. That's an easy game. Right. I love it.
She's game. All right.
All right. Here we go. Let's pick a good one.
Woo-woo.
All right.
All right, you're on.
It says, share a special memory you have of your grandparents. Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm supposed to share one?
Yeah. Okay, clue is.
So I would say, you know, my grandmother grew up in Nashville, Tennessee area, and she got to work at the Grand Ole Opry for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, just getting to hear about those stories and those experiences. And my dad would also tell me stories about him, you know, getting to go and seeing Johnny Cash and all of these legends in the country music world. And so, I mean, I think that was something. I'm an only child, and my dad is an only child, so I'm an only grandchild. And so, you know, just getting to have those experiences with my grandmother was just amazing to hear kind of some of the cool things that she got to do.
Wow.
And so I think about that, you know, and here I am in another circle, right, of a professional level of entertainment. And so it's just interesting how we kind of just tie together.
That influenced
ways.
You.
Yeah.
That had to have influenced you.
For sure.
That is so cool. I never knew that.
Yep. See? Learn something new.
I love that. Well, you know what? It's never too late, right? To like brand yourself, stand out, do the things that your heart desires. And then I think really Steve Jobs says it, right? Go back and connect those dots to why you're doing what you're doing or maybe what you could be doing.
Right.
If you think who has influenced you and impacted your life to make you feel confident in the things that you see.
Yeah, and I'll share one more thing, too, since you had asked about my story with my dad.
Yeah.
When my dad, at my dad's funeral, he was buried in outside of Nashville. In the funeral home, they had the casket. And for some reason, I chose to put a copy of my Move the Ball book in the casket. And I said to my dad, I said, we're going to keep moving the ball. Not knowing, this was before I left my job, right? Like, not knowing how much he would influence in his passing be a part of my story as to how I am where I am today.
Hmm. I love you, Jen. Oh, this is so awesome. Come back.
Yes.
I mean, don't make it 4 years till we see each other again. I know. But you come back for the combine. And this is such a great relationship, a great friendship, a great partnership, right?
And that's what it's about. It's about connecting with great people. I mean, we met through Chip Baker, who you mentioned. Shout out to Chip.
Yeah.
But I met Chip from another friend who I met on LinkedIn. And so, I mean, you know, use the technology to connect with great people. You will find amazing people out there that will resonate with your story, that are aligned with what you're doing, and you'll build great friendships.
Mm, I love that. All right. Well, come back and join us. And remember, suit up, show up, and move the ball.
There we go. Yes.
That's awesome. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Everyday Business Leaders. I hope you are inspired to think and grow differently with Jen. She is amazing about getting you energized to move the ball in your life. Remember, the journey of growth and innovation never ends, and it's our mission to keep bringing you the best insights from our local community. So stay tuned for more episodes filled with wisdom, innovation, and inspiration. This is Melanie Ake signing off from JP the Geek Studio right here in Greenwood, Indiana, where they say better IT service is just a call away. Own it, secure it, and protect it. Until next time, don't forget, subscribe to our channel and turn those notifications on so you never miss an episode. Everyday Leaders helps you to develop strategies to be a better leader in your life. It's not what you do in a day, it's what you do every day that makes the most impact. Thanks for following.